Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the first quarter 2015/2016 results. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Good morning, and welcome to our conference call on EVN results for the first quarter 2015/16. Although the energy markets remain volatile and the related structural issues are still unsolved, we can present a quite good and stable result for the first quarter 2015/16. Having said this, I would like to highlight that we increased our electricity production on group level by 19.9% during the reporting period. While the production from renewables decreased due to lower wind and water flows, the thermal production was increased mainly due to the considerable short-term use of our natural gas-fired power plants, Theiss and Korneuburg, as well as of our coal-fired power plant, Dürnrohr, for the purpose of supporting network reliability both in Austria and Germany. The fact that EVN is providing reserve capacity for the upcoming winter periods until 2017/18 is a significant incentive and argument that our Austrian thermal fleet is necessary to provide security of supply to our customers. Some news from the international environmental service business. We have received the building permit for the wastewater treatment plant in Prague, and construction has commenced. In addition, we are actively participating in international tenders for new environmental business opportunities. Coming to the results, we are reporting a stable EBITDA. An investment-driven higher depreciation led to a slightly reduced EBIT. The group net result for the first quarter 2015/16 was 7.9% higher than last year. After these overviews, let's now turn to key financials for the first quarter 2015/16 financial year. The group total revenue decreased by 4.4% to 573.3 million euros. This reduction mainly resulted from the following developments. As already explained before, we saw an increase of our electricity production during the first quarter 2015/16. However, this positive effect on revenues was offset by the volume and price-related declines in Bulgaria and reduced natural gas trading activities. Volume-related declines in revenues had the effect that energy procurement costs also decreased so that the energy contribution margin remained unchanged. Based on the stable energy contribution margin, OpEx reduction were able to compensate the absence of prior year's positive one-off from the sale of the sodium hypochlorite project. Thus, the EBITDA was slightly up by 0.1%. Increased investment contributed to a higher depreciation, which amounted to an EBIT of under 19.4 million euros. The financial result improved from -24.4 million euros to -16.7 million euros, mainly due to the absence of the prior year's one-off cost of the termination of the interest hedge for the financing of the sold sodium hypochlorite project, as well as for the related investment guarantee issued by the Federal Republic of Germany. The group net result increased by 7.9% and amounted to 78.8 million euros for the first quarter 2015/16. Let us now turn to what I believe is a very solid balance sheet structure of EVN. The sound operating performance clearly supports our traditionally solid and stable balance sheet structure. This is evidenced by improvements of the following key balance sheet figures and indicators. Our equity ratio improved from 39.8% to now 41.2%. Net debt was reduced by 49.3 million euros to 1.18 billion euros, and gearing decreased from 47.5% to 44.3%. On the next slide, you will see now the EBITDA contribution by segment. Before I will go through each of the segments in detail, I would like to illustrate with this slide that a positive or stable EBITDA development can be reported for the following segments: Energy Trade and Supply, Network Infrastructure Austria, Generation, and Energy Supply Southeast Europe. In contrast, the environmental service business suffered from the absence of prior year's one-off positive effects of the sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant. So let's continue now with a detailed view on each segment. I would like to start with the Generation segment on the next slide. In the generation segment, electricity production rose by 25.2% to 1,458 gigawatt-hours. This increase is reflected in electricity generation from thermal energy sources, while renewable production declined. Let me briefly explain the main reasons for this development. The renewable generation was influenced by less favorable wind and water conditions than in last year's period. The thermal generation increased and exceeded already the entire 14-15 production due to greater use of thermal power plants to protect network stability in Austria and Germany. As a consequence of these developments, revenue slightly declined by 1.9%. On the expense side, lower purchase costs of the energy carriers were offset mainly by reduced results from equity accounted investees. Based on these developments, EBITDA amounted to 28.8 million euros and EBIT to 15.1 million euros, which corresponds to a decline of 4.9% or respectively 9.9%. On the next slide, I will turn to the development of the Austrian energy trade and supply business. When talking about sales volumes in the Austrian energy trade and supply business, we are reporting slight increases in natural gas and heat sales volumes on one hand, whereas the electricity sales volumes were a bit lower during the first quarter of the financial year. Slightly increasing Austrian electricity sales volumes were offset by declined sales volumes in the German market. The segment revenue decreased by 2.3% to 152.2 million euros, mainly due to reduced activities in natural gas trading. In line with these developments, operating expenses decreased on the procurement side too. In addition, results from equity accounted investees increased. That is why EBITDA improved by 30.9% and EBIT by 35.1%. Now I will present the developments in our Network Infrastructure Austria segment. The network distribution volumes increased for both electricity and gas across all customer segments. The increase of the natural gas distribution volumes is also due to the more frequent use of EVN's gas-fired power plants. Revenue remained on prior year's level, with a slight increase by 0.1%. Network operations improved slightly due to higher volumes and despite reductions of network tariffs in 2015. TV and telecommunication services also increased slightly. The operating expenses decreased in comparison to the previous year. Therefore, EBITDA improved by 8.4% and EBIT by 9%. This was mainly due to lower expenditures for materials and services. In line with EVN's commitment to focus on supply security, 40% of our investments in the first quarter 15-16 were spent to strengthen our electricity and gas networks in Lower Austria. Please note that investments in the regulated business strengthen the regulatory asset base and improve cost efficiency. Both are key parameters in the Austrian regulatory model for network tariffs. Now I will proceed with the Southeastern Europe segment. In Bulgaria, after a price increase of 9.7% as of 1st October 2014, there was a slight decrease of 0.4% for end customers in EVN supply area at the beginning of August 2015. A similar development took place in Macedonia, where the regulator, after a price increase of 3.5% in its July 2014 decision, decreased the end customer price of 1st of July 2015 by roughly 0.3%. The electricity and heat sales volumes decreased in the reporting period mainly due to milder temperatures in the winter 15-16, especially in Bulgaria. After last year's unusually favorable water flows, which caused a significantly increased generation volume of our hydropower plants, electricity generation volumes went down by 21.4%. Due to all of these developments, revenues dropped by 7.9% during the first quarter 15-16. Operating expenses for the energy supply Southeast Europe segment showed a positive trend but could not fully compensate reduced revenue. Therefore, EBITDA declined by 6% to 14.7 million euros and EBIT to minus 0.8 million euros after 0.4 million euros in last year's first quarter. Finally, I will give you an overview about development in the environmental service segment. The revenues of the environmental services increased by 4.2% to 48.2 million euros. This increase was due to higher revenues from the international project business and drinking water supplies. In contrast, the revenues from the lower Austrian waste incineration business declined due to lower prices for waste and steam. Despite the increases in revenues, the operating result of the segment grew up in comparison to the first quarter of the prior year. This development was due to the absence of the positive one-off effect realized in connection with last year's sale of the sodium hypochlorite project in Moscow. Therefore, EBITDA dropped by 59% to 11.9 million euros, and EBIT dropped by 75.6% to 5.5 million euros. In the international project business, we are working on the construction and completion of 8 projects. Out of these, the construction works on 2 projects in Poland and Romania were completed during the reporting period. As already mentioned, we received the construction permit for the renovation and expansion of a wastewater treatment plant in Prague. We are realizing this project in Prague together with partners in a consortium. Now let's continue with the development of our group cash flows on the next slide. Due to the sound operating performance, the gross cash flow rose by 9.3% to 182.1 million euros. Cash flow from operating activities remained virtually the same, but increased by 0.8% to 93.2 million euros. There were movements resulting from changes in the working capital, which caused a drop from cash flow to cash flow from operating activities. The cash flow from investment activities was driven by the ongoing investments. The cash flow from financing activities mainly reflects scheduled repayments of loans. Please note that last year these 2 cash flow figures were influenced by the sale of the sodium hypochlorite project and the repayment of the related debt financing. In the first quarter 15-16, the net change in cash and cash equivalents amounted to 7.9 million euros. Now let's proceed with our outlook for ongoing financial year. With respect to the Austrian network business, there is an operating expectation which we can already share with you. Based on a decision from the Austrian regulator, the network tariffs of both electricity and gas have been increased for household customers as of the 1st of January 2016 for 11% each. On a general level, we expect the group net result for 15-16 to remain largely stable. This statement is subject to the assumption of average conditions in the energy environment. The factors that could significantly influence such outlook include the regulatory background, especially in Southeast Europe, developments in the proceedings related to claims from the tariff decisions in Bulgaria and Duisburg-Walsum power plant, as well as the progress on our activities in Moscow. Our strategy remains unchanged, and we will continue to focus on those strategic priorities which we have been communicating in the past. This is in particular includes the following. We are committed to our integrated business model along the value chain of the energy business. The results of past financial year evidence again that our integrated business model is particularly resilient in an uncertain and challenging market environment. Another core element of our strategy is supply of security. This is, above all, an obligation towards our customers. From a shareholder's perspective, though, this means that we are continuously investing in the expansion and upgrade of our networks, which are in turn the basis of sustainable and stable earnings. In this context, I would like to mention again that we started an investment program in 2013-14, which calls for investments of 1 billion euros in Lower Austria over a period of 4 years. Approximately 70% of this total will be directed to the expansion and enhancement of the regulated electricity networks. By doing that, we will increase our regulated asset base in the forthcoming years. These investments are also meant to secure stable energy supplies in the future, especially as we are operating in a region with high feed-in volumes of volatile renewable energy generation. The remaining portion of the 1 billion euro investment program is dedicated toward further increasing EVN's renewable energy generation capacities in Lower Austria. I would like to point out that the investments in new wind parks are subject to feed-in tariffs, which are fixed for 13 years and are therefore also the basis for stable earnings. Therefore, we plan to raise our installed wind power capacity from the current level of 250 megawatt to more than 300 megawatt over the next 2 to 3 years. With that, I have reached the end of my presentation for the business developments in the first quarter 15-16 financial year. I'm now looking forward to answering your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to cancel your question, press 9* again. Please press 9* now to state your question. And the first question comes from Peter Crampton, Macquarie.
Good morning. One question, if I may. Now, your guidance is for group net result for 15 and 16 to remain largely stable. But if I look at your Q1 results, we see kind of an 8% year-on-year rise. Is there an argument that your guidance is quite conservative, or are there other factors at play here? Thank you.
Yeah, Peter, you got the point. Our planning is conservative, and we think it's realistic. The assumptions for the development of electricity prices reflect expected future developments of our current point of view. As you know, part of the winter is done, but over the years we have seen there are changes and differences between weather conditions in Austria, Macedonia, Bulgaria, even if they are neighboring states, and on this level it's too early to have a more precise expectation.
Okay, thank you for your answer.
The next question comes from Lüder Schumacher, Socken.
Good morning. A couple of questions. On the generation EBITDA, could you give us an idea how much of it in percentage terms roughly comes from system services, as it seems to be the main thing that is booming in generation? Also, on your full-year outlook, you forecast or you predict a kind of stable net income, which might well be conservative. What should we look for at the EBITDA line? Should that also be stable, or is there a marked difference? And the third question is just really a more general one. I mean, what do you expect to happen to German power prices or to the German power market in general in 2017, when most of the hedges that were done over the last couple of years roll out, and thermal generators have to deal with power prices that are very unlikely to cover cash cost? There should be quite some interesting developments in 2017. I was wondering what your view on this is. Thank you.
Well, the last question is the one, the golden question. If you can answer this properly here, I would be very happy. But what we see and what we are also surprised, as I think a lot in our industry, is that the short-term forwards came down, even from the very low levels of last year. What we are not can secure is if this is a long-term trend or is it just a short-term volatility which we see here. But this is, of course, defining on the midterm also the expectation of our industry, and we are following this very closely also. If you follow the energy debate, it is getting more and more obvious that the market model, which was envisioned to be the basis of a liberalized market, is not working anymore under these conditions. Question mark is it just a question of Germany? And as you know, Austria is related to the German power market very closely. Or is it a question of a bigger European issue? If we have a look on the overall situation now, I have my doubts if the European Community, Commission, Parliament, and so on are now able to find the consensus on a step-by-step update of the market model. Nevertheless, the big impairments and the volatility of prices in German utility industry highlights that the stress here is even increasing from the levels which we have seen over the last years. So can you give you more comfort than what we are seeing also, and which we are following, and which we are also debating with consultants of the industry regarding the development. As you also be aware a lot, and we try to stress the point that EVN as a group is much less exposed to the production market than our peers in Germany, especially the big ones. Therefore, our results and the contribution which are coming from the generation side
less important for the overall group result as you compare this with other companies. What we see is, and this is also maybe going back to your first question regarding the existing production on for the security of supply in Germany, is highlighting we have already in the first quarter more in numbers, more production and more starts of our gas-fired power plants than we had the whole last year. Therefore, this indication that something like a capacity market price is developing is obviously already seeable. And therefore, we see that the existing gas-fired power plants, which are written off, will have a future in this kind of capacity market, less in the normal production market. But we also see that the contribution which is coming from there is only on a single million contribution there. So we don't take the numbers of volumes and the numbers of starts as something which is changing the overall result of the generation on the short term. On the long term, the question will be, is this enough to have a thermal power generation in middle central Europe? On the outlook level regarding EBITDA, we are very cautious about that. The main effects are the volumes effects which go through the P&L. Please give us more time on that. It's too early.
Okay. Sorry, just on the contribution from system services. So despite volumes being in Q1 already above last year's levels, the EBITDA contribution is only in the single million euro level?
From today's point, we would stress this because we also see that, of course, more maintenance is necessary. So it's not just about the volumes which are driving here the contribution. I would say it will be not a double-digit income from these special services.
Okay, thank you.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9* now. The next question comes from Theresa Schinwald, Raiffeisen Centrobank.
Hi, good morning. I'm also actually referring in a general question to the separation of the Austrian and German markets. And Acer refused to recommend separating them. What's your expectation on this regulatory issue? That's the first thing. Then secondly, if you could give us a feeling for the share of storage contribution at RAG in this quarter's result. And thirdly, my regular one, what's about the order backlog for environmental services at the moment?
Teresa, regarding the regulatory issue and the connection of the Austrian power market with Germany, as you know, this is a big debate, which is exactly reflecting that the market model is not working anymore in Europe. The Austrian Association of Utilities have a clear point here. We think there should be other means to stabilize and not to close the border, because it would further reduce volumes in liberalized markets, and therefore we think it's the wrong perspective and the wrong step. Nevertheless, there are strong interest in Germany. There is an issue also in Poland and the Czech Republic, and therefore it is not up to Austria or not even up to a bilateral Austrian-Germany relations. We are following very closely, and also it has the core issue is a technical issue, and therefore the question mark is if there's any model to balance the technical issue and be fair to all partners. But we need a market model which is bigger than just the national markets in Europe. Otherwise, we are not giving the right incentives for the utility industry to develop. Regarding regarding RAC, yeah. We all know that there are challenging market conditions in the gas market in general, which also affecting, of course, RAC as an oil and gas exploring company. But as you also know, there is this gas storage business as part of the overall RAC business, which is stable over the years. Therefore, I think this is the way the RAC result itself is really quite impressive. What we also see on the midterm with these changes in the gas industry, of course, RAC will have issues also regarding the production of oil and gas in this environment, and therefore we have to expect that 2017 on, yeah, there will be a different level than from RAC's activities, which we are now showing. Yeah? So therefore, 2015, 2016, the results which we are expecting from RAC is there will be still solid returns. And the order book, the third question is, due to our start now in Prague with the construction, it went up and we are now at 75.7 million. This is the actual data regarding the order book of the environmental international business.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9-star. The next question comes from Wolfgang Matejka, Matejka & Partner Asset Management.
Hello, good morning, gentlemen. I just have some cosmetic questions regarding your mentioned external factors that you are not already able to conceive for the current year regarding
Wolfgang,
Bulgaria.
Wolfgang, there was a disturbance. Could you repeat, please?
Oh, okay. Of course. My question is regarding to your mentioned external factors. You're not already able to concrete them now, to make them fixed, regarding Duzim or Bulgaria or Moscow. It's just a sentiment question that you don't have any fixed expectations, positive expectations already put in place to your outlook. Is that correct?
Welcome. As you know, it is a good question, but please, all lawyers here on the table advise me not to comment on ongoing proceedings. The only thing which I can say is that we think that a decision on this first trial regarding Walsum could be expected until the end of 2016. This is the only thing I can say so far. Mm-hmm. Sorry for that.
Okay. Never mind. So, the second question has been already answered. It was regarding to the wastewater project in Prague about the volume and about the external volume. So it's already answered.
Okay, just to maybe, because not everyone is aware of that, this is a turnkey project. We're doing this with partners. It is a big project because it's this huge wastewater treatment for 1.2 inhabitants of Prague. The total water volume of the project with the partners is about 250 million euros, and the part which WTE is doing is 37 million.
Correct.
What we're aiming at is the commissioning at the end of 2017.
Cool.
There are no further questions.
So thank you all. See you at half year's results.